SBS हिंदी।
दोस्तों हमारे साथ आज मौजूद हैं क्वींसलैंड यूनिवर्सिटी ऑफ टेक्नोलॉजी यानी QUT के बिजनेस स्कूल में एडवर्टाइजिंग मार्केटिंग और PR की एसोसिएट प्रोफेसर अमीषा मेहता। दरअसल अमीषा को ऑस्ट्रेलिया के टॉप यूनिवर्सिटी टीचर्स ऑफ द ईयर में से एक चुना गया है। अमीषा अंग्रेजी में ही बात कर पाती हैं तो ये बातचीत अंग्रेजी में होगी। अमीषा मेहता, वेलकम टू SBS रेडियो हिंदी।
Thanks for having me.
First of all, congratulations for being one of the top university teacher of this year.
That's lovely. Yes, it was a great award, and I have a great team behind me as well.
If I can start by asking you, what made you to be a teacher? I mean, there have been reports lately in media that teachers or being a teacher is the last thing which is in a student's mind to be. They want to opt careers which are diverse and different, which earns a lot of money to them.
It's a really good question, and I have a funny story to tell you about it. About the same time that I started to tutor at university, I was also thinking about starting to study medicine. And I'd sat all of the exams for that. But as soon as I started teaching, I just fell in love with the process of working with young minds and seeing them latch onto an idea or have that light bulb moment. And I think in some ways that's a little bit addictive, but it certainly kept me interested for the last, I guess, almost 18 years of teaching. And that's why I'm here. And I think that passion is what drives me to work and to be an educator.
In primary schools, we see a lot of women teachers. However, when it goes to the university or higher education, the number is different. How do you see the gender balance in terms of education industry if we are talking about higher education?
So I can only really comment on my field and discipline area, and we have quite a high representation of women as educators in academia, and which is a really great thing. And sometimes we have the ability and want to balance that out with other perspectives and diversity from gender, but also thinking about cultural backgrounds and skill sets as well, to show the students the potential that they have, not only within a university setting, but the types of people that they'll be working with when they move over into the real world.
You're Associate Professor of Advertising, Media and Public Relations. What advice will you give to people who are, because they are everywhere on social media, what advice do you give to them to be careful in terms of communicating or presenting themselves? Because this is an open world these days.
Yeah, and it's, you know, I think it's really easy for us sometimes, isn't it, to get immediately frustrated or feel really excited or respond quickly to a stimulus. But I guess I've got two pieces of advice. First is pause, because before you react, it's important to think about who you are and what you stand for as a person, and who you are linked to as well. If you're linked to an organization or a brand, are you really reflecting who you want to be? And I think one of the best ways that anyone would probably say to guide that is, if you wouldn't say it to someone face to face, don't put it on social media. And we always use that test of how will you feel if that is reported in The Australian or on SBS radio? How would you feel if that comment was attributed to you in a very public way, or your mum or dad saw it? So think about your brand, hit pause, and really think about whether you need to say that or not.
Amisha, I want to talk to you about yourself. Who are you? I mean, if you we need to define Amisha Mehta, how do we define you?
I say I am professionally a risk and crisis communication educator, but I think what drives me is it's is the ability or challenge to bring something that's maybe 2 weeks or 2 years away from us, a future kind of problem, into a present reality so that we can try to do something differently or importantly now rather than wait for something to happen. So I like that. I like the ability that I get to do that in a classroom setting, to leverage some future-oriented problem and try to anticipate it and resolve it now. But I guess I also like to think of myself as a bit of a translator and a bit of a sponge too. Challenges that I have to get to work with other people and learn from them is a really wonderful thing.
Let's come out of the classroom and go home. How is Amisha? You have Indian roots, if I'm not wrong. How those Indian roots define you? Do you like Indian food? Do you like Bollywood movies? Do you at all dance?
Look, I dance not so well and certainly have no capability. I can feel the rhythm, but I'm just not as good as... A lot of my family and friends are when it comes to dancing. I think the Indian, it's really interesting. Being Indian is a really important part of who I am. And I think that the values and the curiosity and the value of education is really strong and very strong for my parents. And so not taking for granted all of the opportunities that are placed in front of you. And perhaps my husband will say that I say yes to too many things, but I mean, I can't help myself sometimes because just that thirst for education and wanting to be able to make a difference probably comes very strongly from my parents.
The number of Indian Australians, if we can call them, is increasing every year, I suppose. How do you see this whole community coming along in Australia, and especially the women of Indian Australian origin?
So I think I can't, you know, it's really interesting. I'm trying to think about who I have exposure to and the types of Indian people that I get to work with and know personally. I feel that we definitely do bring into the world the strong values and mindsets of our parents and our families, and the connectivity is really great and a really important part of who we are and those networks. And I think we're not afraid in some ways to try new things and to do new things. But, you know, whenever you ask an academic that question, my mind always goes to what evidence do I have to back up some of these claims? But, and I guess a lot of the people I grew up tended to be more men. It just happened that most of my generation are all boys. So I'm sure it's probably different for other people as well.
Amisha Mehta, thank you so much for talking to us, and one more time, congratulations on your achievements.
Oh, thank you for having me.
आपके विचार हमें बताएं. SBS हिंदी को Facebook पर लाइक करें और @SBS हिंदी को Twitter पर फॉलो करें.